is Road to the Draft with Cal Toomey and Matt Edwards.
Well, there's just over 1 week until the 2017 NAB AFL Draft. You're listening to Road to the Draft on afl.com.au. Cal Toomey, our draft expert, is in with us once again. How are you?
Good,
are you getting excited?
Yeah, pumped.
You seem really pumped.
I'm excited.
Jeez,
I'm really pumped.
Fire up a little bit. Are you in a bit of a coma or a nervous state?
Almost, yeah. No, it's a good week. I'm looking forward to next week getting into it and then getting it done.
How's your phantom draft coming along?
Struggling at the minute. We'll get there, though.
Okay.
Always a few things come to the fore over the final week, so we'll wait and see how it all comes about then.
All right, well, we have a super exciting show today. It's the one I love, the one I look forward to. It is, of course...
The one, the only one you look forward to.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's episode 25,
any
but
the
rest
of
the
other episodes.
Trash. Yeah.
We had to wait this far to get to the episode of the year, and that is the mock draft. And we have a special guest back with us in the studio, Mick Ablett. Welcome.
Thanks, Nat. Very, very excited. A bit like Cal, it's interesting. I think this will be mock draft at 175 for the year, and that's how even the pool is. So it's exciting that there's so much uncertainty this year.
Are you confident with your selections today?
Well, let's get something straight from the start. We've gone on basically needs-based here. So, again, it's going to be somewhat different to what's going around and to the next person's opinion, but... Yeah, I think we've gone okay, Cal.
We've gone okay. So what we are going to do is, as Mick said, we're going to do it by needs and what we think that club would look for in terms of its list and what might suit its sort of holes or vacancies on where it sort of sits at the moment. So some of these might match up with where the players end up getting taken next week. Some of them won't. A lot of them probably won't. But we just want to make it very, very, very clear. This is not our phantom draft. That'll come out next week. This is a different sort of exercise. But a lot of these guys will feature in the top sort of 30. So, again, there's some names who might be linked to your club and might be around the same mark, but it's not us suggesting that they're going there for sure.
Well, we've tossed a coin out the back. And, Mick, you're going to have the number one pick. You are Brisbane. If you're the Lions, who are you taking?
I'm going with Cam Rayner. At the end of the day, he's your match winner. Your game changer, and he was proven throughout the NAB AFL Under 18 Championships. He's kicked bags of goals in multiple games during the championships, and at times looked almost unstoppable.
He was. He was unstoppable at times, wasn't he? He had a game-breaking moment in each of the four games of the Carnival, and then he was outstanding at times as well for the Western Jets. He's a pretty obvious call for me in terms of the number one pick because I think he's got the most potential, as you say, the game-changing play. And the other guys around him might have more midfield qualities, pure midfield qualities, but I think he's got the match-winning streak in him.
Absolutely. And look, he's something that Brisbane don't necessarily have either. So he's exciting. He's a rare talent. We've all heard the comparisons between him and Dusty. I think he's got a long way to go to get to that point. But with the power and the explosiveness that he possesses, he's certainly in that mould of player, that's for sure.
The big question is, can he play in the midfield? Do you think, you know him well, you've seen him through the academy in the last 12 months or so. Can he get there?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. I've got no doubt about that. Look, he's certainly far from a fully fledged mid. He's got some work to do in his tank. That's common knowledge. Cam knows that, and he's certainly addressing that as we speak and has been throughout the year. So I've got no doubt he can go in there. He can certainly pinch it at the moment. We've seen that, so that's a fact. Where he gets to in the future is something that only he'll be able to control.
All right, so Cam Rayner is out of the mix. The Lions have taken him. Cal, you've got pick two. Put your Fremantle hat on.
Yep, I'm Brad Lloyd for the minute here.
Who are you taking?
Dave Walls in one. I'm going with Luke Davies Uniacke here. I think he's the best pure midfielder in it. He's ready to play. He's big and strong. They need a few fresh midfielders in that Fremantle lineup, and he can go and play round one next year. So he's got the body to do it. He's got all the skills. He's good when he floats forward as well. He's quite dominant in the air at times. So I think Luke Davies Uniacke had a really good finish to the season, and his performances in big games towards the end of the year were outstanding. Had a couple of lulls at different stages throughout the year, but I think what we saw from him this year was some brilliant footy.
Yeah, the performance that really captured it for mine was the elimination final against the Eastern Rangers at Vic Park.
Yep.
That was one display from a young man that almost single-handedly dragged that team across the line from being 9 goals down at one stage.
It's so like, it was like a Chris Judd type performance where he just picks the whole team on his back and runs away with it.
Yeah, it was. It was a remarkable effort, and that for me just really stamped. He's passed through to potentially the best midfielder in the draft.
Before we carry on, do you see those two as going 1 and 2 genuinely in the draft?
No, not sure. Not sure. There's a few
still
other names
sure.
in there. I think Andrew Brayshaw could easily go in the first couple. Paddy Dow could easily go in the first couple. I think those guys would be fighting it out.
All right. Well, Carlton has pick 3. Mick, over to you. Who are you taking?
I think Paddy Dow, if it did play out, as we've just spoken in the first two picks, Paddy Dow's the most likely selection for the Blues. He's a beautiful, beautiful sized mid. He's 184 centimetres. Actually plays taller than what his size suggests. So he's a goal-kicking mid, and we've seen him time and time again explode out of the centre. We've seen him link up. We've seen him kick long goals from outside 50. He's an exceptional person, Paddy Dow, so you're bringing in an absolute class act of a person, and he would certainly be the most logical choice.
Good fit, kicks goals. I love the fact he goes forward and kicks goals, and he can be used anywhere on the ground as well. You wouldn't be reluctant to use him at half back, even if you really wanted to, and you could fill a hole back there, moving the midfield, go forward. Great kid, as you said, Nat. Video will be on AFL.com
yes.
next week, .com.au next week for Paddy Dow. Picking some fruit up there at Swan Hill at his farm there. We were out there yesterday.
I saw a photo on Twitter. How'd you go? Yesterday. Did you try any of the fruit?
Oh, I actually didn't, which I should have, because he was eating one of the apricots or nectarines or something that he'd just been picking out with his dad there. But that'd be a good video. Look out for next week.
The old fruit farm's a long way from Geelong Grammar, isn't it?
Well, it's a long way from anywhere, to be honest, Mick. It was a good 4-hour drive each way.
Did you get your hands dirty on the farm?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I don't believe that for a second. All right, Cal, you are North Melbourne with pick number 4. Who are you taking?
I'm going with Andrew Brayshaw at this point. Look, I know there's a little bit of symmetry and symbolism even with him going to North Melbourne, given the family link there, but I think the Roos should look really hard at a midfielder. They've spoken a lot about their midfield, I guess, deficiencies at times and maybe lacking the really quality young players and midfielders that other clubs might have. But he's been a top-end performer for the end of this season. Just outstanding at the combine. Great leader, character-wise outstanding, good turn of pace, a good goal kicker when he pushes forward and just does everything really well. And that's the thing I love about him, Mick. He does everything well.
Yeah, and look, they've made it common knowledge, the Kangaroos, that they're in a rebuild phase, and he's certainly the type of person that you can rebuild your footy club around. And when we watched him run that 2K on the last day of the NAB AFL Combine, earlier in October, it was just when he went head-to-head with Aidan Domic from North Ballarat, he wasn't going to let him beat him. And for me, that was just a sign of the strength of character of this young fella. And no doubt he deserved to be right in the mix of the early picks.
So the Dockers already have Luke Davies-Uniacke with pick 2. They also have pick 5 in this year's draft. Mick, over to you.
Yeah, I think Jaden Stevenson's a player that Freo would fit really, really well. He's freakish. Mm. That's the only way I say to describe him. I go back to a game he played in a preliminary final for the Eastern Rangers as a 16-year-old, and some of the things he did, you just shook your head in amazement. So at 189 centimetres, he's a big boy, and he's got the capacity to hit the scoreboard regularly. He kicked 5 goals against the South Australians in the under-18 championships. He's done that plenty of times, and plus he's also pushed up through the midfield. So I love this kid's ability. His natural instinct is to cut through the middle of the ground and to open the game up. And he'd complement Sonny Walters in that freakish type of ability very well.
There's not one player that I can think of that plays like Jaden Stevenson. Mm.
No, I agree. And even character-wise, he's very unique.
He's a bit quirky, yeah.
And I say that in all due respect. He's an outstanding young man, comes from a great family. But you're right, he's certainly laying his own path on the way to AFL football.
Yeah, he really was exciting to watch on the MCG that day with the All-Stars game before the grand final. All right, Collingwood has pick 6. Callum?
Callum.
Yeah, we're very formal here today.
Like
it's the draft.
I don't like it.
Callum Tombstone.
Darcy Fogarty. I'm going with Darcy Fogarty here for the Pies. I think he's a good fit, Mick, because at this point, I reckon the Pies would like a midfielder to slip through one of that top bunch, but I don't think one's going to get there, although Adam Chera might be in the mix if he's still on the board, which he is right at the moment. But I think in terms of fits and needs, Darcy Fogarty would be a good choice for the Pies. Key forward who could really fill that hole in terms of some of the key forwards they don't quite have. He's a bit different to the guys they've got there at the moment in terms of their forward options. Big, strong, probably the best player out of SA this year. Definitely the best player out of SA this year. Just had a really rough run of injury and also form and sort of couldn't find that confidence in his game this year. But, geez, I'm backing the talent to come through with Darcy, and I really think that he's one of the most exciting players in the draft. And if he got to pick six and he went on to have a great career, he might be one of those guys that you look back and go, how on earth did he get to pick six?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I've said this a number of times. You don't lose your talent, and he's very, very similar in terms of how his years played out to Sam Petrevski-Seaton in his 18th year where he was injured, his form wasn't great, and he sort of slid down the board a little bit as well. I still say Darcy Fogarty's by far the best kick in the draft. When he's fully fit, he's an outstanding and a really strong beast of a player.
Yep.
I still think, from a talent perspective, I think he's the best player in it. So if he gets to pick six, you'd be absolutely licking your lips.
Now, St Kilda are very lucky. They have pick 7 and 8. So, Mick, you've got pick 7 for now for the Saints.
Yeah, I think they need to add some class. And Adam Chera would be your man from the Eastern Rangers. He's a prolific ball winner, 186 centimetres. So, again, a really nice-sized mid. I've seen him rebound and counter off half-back, and it's just his use of the footy. He rarely wastes a possession. I think he'd be a fantastic fit, and I think he really gives St Kilda some weaponry on the outside.
Well, you've gone with Chera, and I'm going to have pick 8 now. So we're going to team up here and do a bit of Tony Elshaw and... You know, what are we doing? Okay, we've got to work out. Now, pick 8. I'm going to go with Hunter Clark. Another midfielder, who I think is a midfielder now. I think most people consider him a midfielder because of his second half of the season. He averaged 27 touches a game for the Stingrays over the course of the season. If you didn't want to see him as midfield, you'd see him as a gun half back. So there's two strings to his game there that are pretty strong. Kicks both feet, tough as nails. You know that he's going to put his head over the ball or throw his body into line whenever he needs to. I think you'd throw him in with Adam Chera, not to mention the fact that Hunter Clark's a local boy, played for Daniel Stingrays and grew up not too far away from the club. So I think those two would make a nice combination for the Saints. A little bit of class, real toughness, because Chera's a little bit underrated with his toughness as well. He takes a hit and gets back up every time. So a couple of really good players there for the Saints if it goes this way.
Yeah, Clark was the bolter for mine. I think his second half of the year has been outstanding. And
yep.
I actually like him, Cal, as a mid-forward.
Okay.
I think he's a fully-fledged mid. I've got no doubt about that. He's tough and hard. He thrives on the physical side of the game now, and he's not afraid to lay tackles. But there's times when he's gone forward for the Stingrays during the year, and he can mark strongly overhead, and he just creates opportunities up forward. So pick up the local boy, some tough inside grunt in the midfield, along with some polish on the outside from Adam Chera. I think you'd be pretty happy.
Yep.
So Chera and Clark off to the Saints in our mock draft. Hopefully we'll get some feedback from Trout on that one. Pick 9, the Western Bulldogs hold that one. What do they need, Mick?
I'd like to go with a Nick Cofield on this one. He's had an exceptional year, All-Australian. His ball use, again, the Dogs, you know, when you look at the loss of Matty Boyd and the pending...
Yes, Murphy as well.
Rob Murphy gone. Yeah. So I just think they'll be looking for that rebounding type that can provide some counter-attack. He also gets up through the midfield. So he's another one that's had an outstanding year, a young fella from the Northern Knights. And I think he'd be a nice fit for the Dogs.
Quick and uses it well. Nice fit. I like it.
All right.
Not too bad from you, Mick, there. You've done all right with your SVP picks.
Oh, thanks, Cal. I was hoping you'd give me something today.
We've got 20 to go, so it'd be interesting to see who slides, who gets through, who's the bolter right at the end.
Yes, well, I'm looking forward to this next pick. Pick 10, Carlton. Cal, who are you taking if you're Sauce?
Well, if I'm Sauce, at this point, I think Carlton needs midfielders, so they pick up Paddy Dow, who's he's a certainty. Paddy Dow's a certainty. So if they've got Paddy Dow locked in, he's not a farmer at all. I'm more of a farmer than Paddy Dow.
We're calling him a farmer now.
But if they've got Paddy Dow locked away, maybe they go a little bit more of a slightly riskier choice, someone who doesn't have as many runs on the board but could have just as much potential in Aidan Bonner at pick 10. And I'm going to throw him in the mix here because powerful midfielder, could he be like a Petrarca or Charlie Curnow type of player? Somewhere in between that mix where a guy who's big and strong and physical can go into the midfield but then also go forward and kick goals. We've seen his pace on display at the combine. We saw his leap on display at the combine. Mm. As I said, Mick, maybe a little bit of a little bit speculative given some of his performances are quiet towards the end of the season, but as we all know, he's coming off the two knee recos and that's a big task in itself. So I liked what we saw of him, and I think that he goes pretty high. I'm not sure if he goes in the top 10 on draft night, but he won't be too far off.
No, well, it's amazing, isn't it? Because he was almost a top 10 lock, and then he drifted. He didn't have a great final series for the Dandenong Stingrays, and then he came out in the NAB AFL Under 18 All-Star game on the G and was dropped into the midfield, and did he look a player? Like, he looked a legitimate top 10 prospect.
Was that dash away one time? He dashed away. It was looked like Cockatoo on the G that time.
Yeah,
a couple years ago.
Absolutely. And your reference to Charlie Curnow is probably a really accurate one. Mm. I mean, geez, if you threw this kid in there and you got Paddy Cripps, Charlie Curnow, and Aidan Bonner running around in your team, you're sort of almost getting to that Sydney Swan type size midfield with obviously Josh Kennedy and the like. So, pretty impressive specimen, that's for sure.
Blues are looking good so far. I like it. All right, GWS has pick 11. Mick, who are you taking?
I think Ed Richards has got to be in the mix here for GWS.
Red.
He's, again, we talk draft bolters. He wasn't on the radar 12 months ago, but he is absolutely flying. And I just think with, you know, Heath Shaw in the twilight of his career, and you look at the damage that Heath Shaw's done over a period of time with that leg speed and counter-attack and ability to take the game on, this kid's a little bit similar to Jaden Stevenson in that he's got some freakish qualities. He kicked a brilliant checkside goal on the MCG in the All-Stars game as a forward. I've seen him dominate, take intercept marks and fly off the half-back, almost slingshot off half-back. So I think he'd be a really good fit. More of a, again, like we spoke earlier, a needs pick for GWS.
He's got that footballer's build, I reckon. He's just got the footballer's legs. He uses the ball really well. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, absolutely.
Recruiters talk about, you know, the build and the look of a player. He's got that look about him. So, and he plays like a natural footballer as well. He's tough, composed with the footy. Like it. I've got pick 12. That right, Nat? Is that me?
You do. And Darcy Fogarty's gone. So
what are the Crows
do? What are they going to do?
They just pass?
Yeah, pass. You're out. Sorry, we're tapping out, guys. Who are you going to take?
Well, otherwise they might try and get Lekosius or Rankin a year earlier, mate.
That'd be fair enough.
See how that flies.
That'd be fair enough. We'd play a 2-1-3, Isaac Rankin. Sorry, Hamish. He's not actually in this year's draft. No, I reckon Jared Brando at this point would be a good pick for the Crows. Obviously, we all know that Jake Lever is not at the club anymore, and not suggesting that Jared Brander is quite at his level in terms of what he'd be able to produce next year, but he can come into the club, he can play at both ends of the ground, he can take a mark. Look, Brander's consistency at times probably has a fair question mark on it this year, but the games he played really well showed what he can do. He can dominate games with his marking, and he's also a pretty good user of the footy by foot. So I like him for the Crows at this point. Obviously, a member of the GWS Academy previously, so in the open pool now, Nat, and maybe the Giants would have looked at him at the pick 11 under this sort of scenario. But for me, Mickey, he's not a bad spot there.
Yeah, well, let's be honest. He's the tease of the first round, isn't he? Mm. And again, I mean, that's just a fact. Jared's produced some games where he's looked the number one prospect. He's round one of the under 18 championships up at Blacktown where he played centre half back and just dominated. It was a best on ground display. Then we saw him in round five at the opposite end of the champs as a centre half where he booted three and took every Vic Metro defender to the cleaners as a centre half forward. So he's got pick one potential. Like you say, Cal, it's just a matter of consistency for Jared.
All right, the West Coast Eagles have pick 13, Mick.
I like the local prospect.
Going local. Which one's he going to go? Because they're both left on the board, aren't they?
They are. And they're both still there. Yeah. I like Oscar Allen.
Okay.
His football, when he came in on the under-18 All-Stars game, he was a little bit sore in the shins. Been a long year for him. Some of the things he did early, you're looking at your list trying to see who it was. down at ground level, it was a little bit harder to pick up, but he is outstanding.
He looked like Jaden Stevenson that day.
Oh, mate, his lateral movement and his ping when he jumps was exceptional. So obviously a Lark medalist that pushed into the midfield late in the year too for West Perth. So at 191 centimetres, again, you've got to a young fella that's very, very strong above his head.
He's probably got the reach, plays doesn't
that, he? Yeah, that second or third forward when he's there. And like you say, the reach, absolutely, it's impressive. So I think Oscar Allen would be a great pick for the Eagles.
I don't know. I've gone on about it. People have gone on about it all year, about his height maybe not being quite at that key position height at 191.2, whatever he measured in at the combine. But as people do say in return of that, you don't mark it with your head. You mark it with your head, hands above your head and where that sort of sits. And he does have a good reach and wingspan there. So nice little fit there for the Eagles.
Indeed. All right, pick 14, the Sydney Swans, Cal.
Well, the Swans have been linked to a few players at this spot. And look, there's Charlie Constable, who's still there available. Aiden Bonner has been linked to him a little bit. But I reckon if Aaron Norton gets through to 14, Mick, he'd be a nice choice for the Swans. They were linked to Griffin Logue last year. Mm. It didn't get there. Obviously took Ollie Florent, who's looking like a nice little player too. But Heath Grundy's getting on. As we know, he's at the back end of his career. Aaron Norton is probably one of the leading key defenders in the pool. Would have to come into consideration because he can shut down plays. He has a little bit of, well, he has a fair bit of athleticism as well to use that sort of speed and take off and get players sort of unawares. When he looks like he's out of the contest, he comes flying in with a fist. So, look, I think he's had a really consistent year, really strong year for Peel Thunder towards the end of the season, and at the Swans pick at 14, it'd be a nice pick.
Yeah, I think it's a great call, Cal. He really does fit the Sydney Swans. He's that type of player that can come in and just play.
Yep.
He's played senior footy at Peel. He's ready to go. They're a club that's certainly well within premiership contention. So to have someone like Aaron Norton wander in through your door that could learn off the Heath Grundy and the like, I think it'd be a fantastic fit and someone that you could really see taking to the Sydney Footy Club well.
All right, on to pick 15, and the Brisbane Lions hold that one.
I'm going to go for the cricketer here, Nathan Murphy.
Will Sutherland's not in the draft.
No, look, I think if he
would have gone top five.
I'm not sure he'd still be there at 15. Look, Nathan Murphy, he's another one. What a great example of a young man that was talented in and elite in another sport that's been able to transition and really now push himself up amongst the best kids. But for me, he's that hybrid forward. He's 188, so he does play taller. He can mark strongly above his head,
yep.
But he's also very, very astute at ground level as well. So he's got a great leap, a regular goal scorer. So that goal sense, I think, is what's really attractive about Nathan Murphy.
Yep.
And similar, you know, in one sense to that Jack Gunston type that just finds the goals, knows where they are and makes his opportunities count.
Good choice. I like it.
All right. We are halfway through the 2017 Road to the Draft mock draft. Pick 16.
Draft.
It's all
nab, draft,
on,
nab,
it's
draft,
on
draft.
My mind. Pick 16. The Western Bulldogs hold this one. What are they going to do, Cal?
Ooh. All right. I'm going to play the role of Simon Dalrymple, Mick. And I reckon you're going to take on the role of Matthew Clark at the Tigers, because I'm going to make a bid on Patrick Naish at this spot.
Here it comes.
Because I like his run, I like his dash. And if I'm the Dogs, I think, yeah, I wouldn't mind a little bit of his class through the midfield. I know he's very outside at the moment, but his running ability, his capacity to change a game with his long kicking and goal sense as well, I like him at 16. What are you going to do? Ding, ding, ding.
Matched.
Didn't even need to think about that one.
I think he's a proven performer. And again, his performance on the MCG in front of the Richmond fans before the main game on grand final day would have given them plenty to look forward to. So certainly match him there.
So that means Richmond still at pick 16. So it moves up from its pick 17.
Yep.
That'll pay for that one. So now I'm back on the board again.
You are the Dogs. What are you going to do now?
I'm at pick 17 and I'm going to go with Lockie Fogarty. So he's a Vic Metro teammate of Patrick Naish. Been similar in some ways in terms of the way he plays, but he's very smart up forward like Naish is and can kick a goal, but he's probably more midfield half forward. He probably starts his career as a small forward, but he's a great tackler too. He's always laying 10, 8, whatever tackles. So really hard at it forward who does damage every week with really neat ball use, and a player who has his fans in the top 20. And I think the Dogs, as his local club, Western Jets product, would be a nice fit for him.
Yeah, he's just sort of pushed up the order a bit, hasn't he? It seems to be the trend at the moment is those medium-sized defensive forwards. You think of a Jack Graham that obviously played a pivotal role in the Tigers Premiership. Lockie Fogarty's every bit as good as that in terms of the way he prepares. He's professional, makes good decisions. So I certainly think he'd be a worthy pick there.
All right, still plenty of names left on this board. Pick 18, the Brisbane Lions hold that one. Mick, who are you taking?
Well, this young fellow, I don't think, could have packed any more into the year. And I speak of Jack Higgins.
Yeah.
Cal's love child.
Yes, we're well aware of that. I think he might have driven him home a couple of times from games too.
Well, I haven't. I don't know.
But yeah, the Morris medalist, All-Australian. He's a goal kicker. His goal sense is probably better than anyone else in the draft in terms of the radar and knowing where they are. My question mark, I guess, middle of the year on Jack was, could he go into the midfield? I certainly don't think he's a fully fledged mid.
Yep.
But his ability to pinch it in there was proven in his game against WA.
How good was that?
Over at
22 at half time, and he was outstanding.
Yep. So that was enough for me to say, look, he can go in there and hold his own. So let's hope. I think he's going to have that. I don't think he can solely rely on being a small forward. He lacks that little bit of toe for mine to play purely that role.
Very good little player, and I think we'll see him play a fair few games next year wherever he does end up.
All right, Jack Higgins joining Cam Rayner at the Brisbane Lions. Pick 19, the Gold Coast Suns have this one, Cal.
Yeah, it was a hard one here because there are some good players left. And you look at the Suns list and they picked up some really good young talented players over the past couple of seasons. Obviously, Lockie Weller comes in and brings in some pace, and I'm going to go for some more pace with pick 19. Jack Petrocelli, the quickest.
Yes.
In the draft this year, 2.82, he's run over 20. And sort of thrown him up because obviously they lose Adam Saad to the Bombers through the trade period, Mick. And I think Jack Petrocelli's one of the spots he can play as halfback. One of the others he can play on the wing, and he also can play forward. He threw a kick 5 goals against the Gippsland Power for Northern Knights earlier in the season. But I like him on all those spots. He does need to tidy up some things in his game with his kicking and just being more involved in games and not sort of quite getting lost at stages. But there's something there, and there's something special there that not many other players in this pool have with his ability to really just line break and jump high and take it on. So going to go with him at 19 for the Suns, Jack Petrocelli.
Yeah, and obviously with Cade Colajasny missing some footy through injury and the like, I think you've definitely got somebody in Petrocelli that's going to have that capacity to rebound and win the ball back for you as well. He's certainly no stranger to winning the one-on-ones and providing some counter-attack.
So the Tigers have Paddy Naish. They now have pick 20. Mick, who are they taking now?
I like Charlie Constable here. I mean, it's hard to know where the Tigers actually need to stock up, but Constable gives them the versatility. He's 190 centimetres. He's an All-Australian. He's fantastic in a one-on-one contest. And he also showed on the TSC Cup Grand Final that he can go forward and kick a goal as well.
That was under duress too because he was hurt from the previous couple of weeks. He's come in that game a little bit underdone.
Yeah, he was unlikely to get up, and he got up, and I thought his first half was really solid. So I just think he'd give him a few different options and a few different looks. So I think Charlie Constable would be a nice fit for the Tigers.
Yep. Pretty different to Naishi as well. So good little mix and dynamic there in the two players they bring in these two spots.
All right, West Coast has pick 21. Cal, the Eagles?
All right, I'm going for a runner for the Eagles at pick 21 in Lockie O'Brien. Can play off half-back and play on the wing as well. Would really suit the wider grounds and good weather over there in Subiaco, I think, the way he plays his footy. Very Andrew Gaff in similar style. I know he moulds his game a little bit on him. That left foot and just ability to use his endurance base, which you saw at the Combine with his great 2 kilometre time trial run. And also, he's obviously got a really strong athletics background too. So I think his year was sometimes a little bit harshly judged in some ways because he did play some really good games at stages. Then he had some flatter patches too. So obviously, his championships were something that probably let him down a little bit. But his end of the year was good and he played well in the All-Stars game as well. So I think for the Eagles, with one of these sort of second-round picks that they do have, maybe the first one they go for O'Brien.
Well, Andrew Gaff's taken his game to a complete whole new level, hasn't he, in what he's been able to achieve. And look, he'd probably be the first to admit he's not Joel Selwood, nor do you want him to be with his attributes that he's got on the outside and his ability to break games open. Lockie O'Brien needs an Andrew Gaff to learn off. He's certainly come through a similar path and looks to be one of the elite players in the competition now. And I think Lockie O'Brien could do really well to mould his game on someone like that.
Yep.
For more on Lockie O'Brien, you can check out Going Places on afl.com.au. All right, pick 22. The Cats have this one.
Yeah, Sam Taylor is someone that we haven't heard a lot about.
No, they've already got Harry Taylor.
Yeah, no, we're going Taylor for Taylor. So one Taylor coming towards the end, we bring another Taylor in.
Taylor was a good one.
God, gee whiz, Cal. Let's see if we can fit a couple of minutes in at the end here, Jack, and we'll let him continue. Look, he's, I think Sam's someone with tremendous upside. He's 196 centimetres, but he's going to be able to play on the beasts. Like, we're talking the Tom Hawkins size, key forwards. He's footy towards the end of the year. He played league footy at Swan Districts and took some of the better players to the cleaners. So, a guy that's rarely beaten. He's got fantastic closing speed. He's all Australian. I think you could do a lot worse than bringing Sam Taylor into your footy club.
Pretty trusty user of the ball too. Can intercept marks. So, yeah, really nice mix of traits for the key defender from WA and a good fit for the Cats.
All right, Cal, you've got pick 23 for North Melbourne.
Okay, so North, I picked a midfielder with originally, so I'm picking well for the Roos here. I've got Andrew Brasher at four. And I think that Charlie Spargo might be someone that they could look at with their second round pick. Not a fully fledged midfielder. He probably starts his career as a small forward, but they see Lindsay Thomas move out of that sort of space over the past couple of weeks at the club, and maybe they can look for someone like Charlie Spargo with that forward craft that he does have and his ability to push into the midfield too, where he's probably played most of his junior career, Mick. But I think he probably starts, given his size, being in the lower, shorter end of 173 or so centimetres. He's a dogged player. He's consistent. He's really hard at the footy. And there's a bit of a family link with the Roos, obviously, as well, given his dad, Paul, played for the club. So maybe a bit of a nice tie-in there.
Yeah, if they were about 15 games short of a father-son prospect, so if they could still get him in the open draft, I think they'd be wrapped with that. But he is probably pound for pound the toughest player in the draft. And I think we've forgotten, after he's had his shoulder done that and missed a bit of footy, that just how good he is overhead as well for his size. So I think he provides a bit of spark to that North Melbourne list.
All right, Mick, you picked Sam Taylor for the Cats at pick 22. They now have pick 24. What are you doing now?
Well, I think there might be another bid here, Cal.
Ding, ding.
We'll hand you back over as Steve Canole. And I think the Cats probably bid on Connor Ballenden here.
Okay. I'm going to be the Lions. I'm going to have a think about it because Connor didn't have the best year. And, you know, I'm weighing up. I'm considering it. But given my next pick is about pick 40, I'm going to come in and say, yep, I'm matching. I'm going to bring in another Queenslander. I'm going to say, match the bid.
Well, 200 centimetres and won the Nathan Buckley kicking test at the draft. Yeah, so he's an elite field kick.
Yeah.
He has got a way to go, there's no doubt. The competitive side of Connor Ballenden's game has to improve for him to take his game to the next level. I actually think he needs to continue to play at centre half back, which will force him to compete.
Yep.
But we don't get too many players of his size that are as athletically elite and can kick the footy the way he can.
So skillful there. So we end up there being Mick. Brisbane go up to pick 24. So do you want another? So now I have another go. Me.
Yes, no.
So you've done it. You've made the bid.
Yep.
That's all happened.
So that means... Oh, yeah. So then, Brisbane.
So Brisbane have matched the bid.
They've got Connor Ballenden.
I've got him.
All right.
So now Geelong.
Cats get to go again.
Cats are going again. This is me now.
Okay, so you're taking...
We're all over this.
This is like draft night in Adelaide.
Hey, guys, which pick do we have?
That was
Cal,
a good night.
You have pick 25.
Do you reckon the technology will work this week, next week? I hope it does. Anyway.
Fingers crossed.
I'm going for Tom McCartan for the Cats. Pick 25... and I look at their list and you think their key forward stocks are reasonably slim, which we saw during the finals, I think. We saw Paddy Dangerfield play a great game in attack there against the Swans, but they don't have too many marking targets. They obviously had to use Harry Taylor there. You'd probably prefer not to do that. So they've got Wally Buzzard. Tomahawk's getting a little bit older. Tom McCartan will take a little bit of time, but this would be a perfect result for, I think, the Cats, but also for him. He's yet to finish year 12. He'll finish that next year. This means that he can sort of stay at home where he lives in Geelong, finish at school and do that pretty comfortably and drop into the Cats whenever he needs to and really develop himself because he's a young kid. He's only turning 18 in the last couple of days of December, so only qualifies this year's draft by a few hours, I guess. So I think at this point, Mick, you bring in a guy who's... Look, he hasn't done heaps to suggest that he's one of the best key tools in it, but I think the raw power that he's got, he's competitive, he's got an athleticism that we saw at the Combine. I think there's a bit to work with there with Tom McCartan.
Yeah, and they've got a fantastic knack, the Cats, of developing these sort of players and guys who weren't necessarily that highly rated turning out to be outstanding AFL players. So their development crew, I'm sure, would do a fantastic job with a kid like Tommy McCartan.
Now, you're freaking out. What's wrong?
Okay, I'm petrified of moths, and there is a giant moth in the studio flying above my head.
Nick's
and
not happy with it.
I am scared.
I'm just, well, I just thought for a second somebody, Ryan Davidson didn't open his wallet just outside the door, did he?
He probably did. Anyway, we'll try and continue. I'm just sheltering myself with a piece of paper. Pick 26, the Tigers
only
have
few picks
this
to
one.
Go. Only a few picks to go.
Yeah, now...
Oh my God.
So what have the Tigers got so far, Nick? They've gone
look
with...
Look out, Nat's gone. We're down to two, Kalich, you and I.
They've gone with Naishi, so their first one, and then their second pick was Charlie Constable. Now they've got the third pick. Do you reckon they do something a little bit different here?
Yeah, well, I think with the strength of their list, you can afford to take a taller player now, and that's where someone like Sam Hayes, who's a dual All-Australian, and that's a remarkable achievement. To come in as an All-Australian, as a 17- and 18-year-old, he's 203 centimetres. But let's get one thing clear with Sammy straight up at the moment. You are drafting a tall forward,
okay,
a 203.
You
so
that,
you, yep, you're talking more the Peter Wright type right at the minute. Now, whether he develops his tank and has the capacity to go into the midfield, you would hope so. But if he doesn't, look, you've got a big fella that's a lead. He's got really long arms and certainly can clunk a ball and has shown his ability to be a very, very difficult matchup up forward.
It's interesting, though, because I think most people at the sort of midway point of the year, maybe even a little bit after the championship, sort of thought he'd be in that first 10 to 15. But
I know some clubs colored at him top five early in the year. So.
And the running is an issue. It's definitely an issue. And we saw probably not much improvement between the start of the season and the end of the season. I think that's what would make it possible that Sam Hayes is available this late in the sort of second round.
All right, pick 27. The Eagles have this one. Cal, that's your pick.
Well, I went with Lachie O'Brien for their pick 21, I think it was. And I'm going to go with another left-footed runner in Matt Ling. And a little bit of a different player. Probably has more real genuine pace than Lachie, Mick, in terms of his ability to really spread off half-back. But his run and dash for the Falcons at times this year was exhilarating. Sometimes he gets himself in a little bit of trouble because he sort of runs and then thinks about it afterwards. But I think that what he would be able to add to the Eagles mix would be that pace and speed, where you probably look at their list and their midfielders and their halfbacks, they maybe don't have that as much. They've got Liam Duggan, who's very good at some things, but pace isn't his forte. Same for Dom Sheed. So I think he can complement what they've got there.
No doubt. I think another young fella, when you're talking local prospects, and the go-home factor is an issue. Let's be clear about that with players. Another one that might fit in the mix there is a Brandon Stasevich.
Yep.
He's had an outstanding year as that hit up half forward that Peter Sumich did a sensational job with throughout the under-18 championships.
Yep.
All right, pick 28. Mick, this is yours. The Giants have this one.
Again, they're in a fortunate position. We mentioned Ed Richards earlier and how they can pick for need. I think Grian Myers, particularly after his bag in the TAC Cup Grand Final, where he got an outstanding performance, didn't he, at Amon Buchanan. I think a little bit worried that his record was going to fall from a small forward. But he's your Devin Smith-type replacement. His goal sense is elite. He's very, very smart. His kick probably needs a little bit of work, but it's clearly effective.
It's a unique action, isn't it, at goal?
It is. It is. The concern with those sorts of players, particularly as a small forward, is the time it takes from hand to foot as you start to step up in class. And that's something that, they'll either find their way around or make some minor adjustments. But Grian Myers, I think, would be a really nice fit and balance out the GWS list.
And had a really good year too at all levels, because he played well for Vic Country in that game against Vic Metro at Punt Road. So has shown he can play at all levels he jumps up at.
So, Cal, the Giants also have pick 29. Who are you taking?
I'm going with Zach Bailey at this point, Nat. They lose Matt Kennedy, so I can bring in another inside bull, pretty powerful prospect, and someone who I think can fill that role really well and has had a really consistent year at all levels he's played too. So the Giants, look, it might depend a little bit on what they get at pick 11 in terms of what they get for their rest of their strategy, but Myers, Bailey at this point of the draft, nice picks.
All right, the final selection of this year's mock draft is the D's with pick 30. Mick, round us out.
Yeah, look, I think Callum Coleman-Jones, he's another one of the big fellas. This is where you'll start to see some of those types fall in the draft at this point. He's had an outstanding couple of years. I thought his championships as a bottom major, where he played centre half forward and his contested marking. I mean, he's almost the best contested mark in this year's draft. He's competitive. He skippered South Australia, so he's a very quiet guy off the field, but he leads by example on it. There was also the game against the Allies at Adelaide Oval where he collected 28 disposals. So for a fella that's just over 200 centimetres to be racking up those sort of numbers, I just think he, again, gives the D's some flexibility. In does he play in the ruck? Mm. Does he play forward? Does he do a bit of both? So
a bit like a Cam Peterson in some ways, like, you know, able to sort of juggle those sort of roles. And
yeah, with a little bit more size. You're spot on, Cal. I mean, he's competitive, so he can play back as well. Mm. So that's why I just think he'd be a nice selection and gives him some real versatility.
All right, that is the mock draft for 2017.
Good job,
well done, guys.
Well done, Cal. Spot on, as always.
I think you made some really great selections.
So good players missed out, though. So some good players weren't in there. Charlie Ballard would have been around the mark, might be around that mark too. Jordan Houlihan's got some tricks. Riley Stoddard's run will appeal to some. Harrison Petty's a key back. Oscar Claverino as well. And Mick, you mentioned Brandon Stasevich as well, has not been in there but around the mark. So I think there'll be some really good players selected in this sort of first couple of rounds, and then we'll see some gems picked later on. But it's going to be an interesting night next week.
Well, we don't have to wait long at all, just over a week until the draft up in Sydney. We'll be there. We'll have full coverage on afl.com.au. But before we go, it's time for Cal's Song of the Week.
Oh, beautiful. This is where we get to see the full rendition of the Jack Johnson. Away you go, Cal.
Come on, Cal. Yep.
Ben Stiller's just about to come in for the film clip. No, do it this way. No, it's not getting any of this. But you probably like this song, Mika. Can he be up your alley? Eminem released a new song last weekend. It's called Walk on Water. It's featuring Beyonce.
Definitely up my alley, Cal.
Yeah, I would have thought so. It's probably the Vegas in you coming out. look, it's a good song. It's good to have Slim Shady / Marshall.
Did you see his impromptu performance bagging out Donald Trump probably about a few weeks ago? He just got up on stage and just went and
I did see that, Nat. And for a second there, I actually got our mate sitting here to the left of me a little bit mistaken for Eminem based on previous hair choice at one stage.
Yes.
Cal?
Well, that never happened.
You never had an awful coloured mohawk?
It wasn't a mohawk. It was just
a pink hat that covered that up as well. So you weren't going through a midlife crisis in the earlier part of your life.
Quarter life crisis.
All right. Thanks so much, guys, for joining us.
Go on, you Mick.
Of course, thanks, going places on afl.com.au. Check it out. Lachie O'Brien, of course, featured this week. Paddy Dow next week.
No. Jaden Stevenson this week as well.
And this week.
And Paddy Dow video next week. So plenty happening. And next week, of course, the Phantom Draft. For everyone who's asking, Phantom Draft will be out on Wednesday night. So that's where it'll be.
Very exciting times ahead. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you soon.